With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, it's time for the player of the game on the Dan Quinn Coaches Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome back to the Dan Quinn Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is the home of the Atlanta Falcons, and now we're joined by Tyler Davidson, Falcons defensive tackle. And Tyler, first of all, appreciate you joining us. It's always tough to come in and talk about games when things don't go completely your guys' way, and you guys had some struggles some yesterday, but how'd the body feel when you got done your first full game in this season?
You know, it's definitely sore. It's definitely a little bit more sore because we lost. But, you know, playing 38 runs or however many it was, you're going to be a little bit sore after that. But, you know, it's to be expected.
Yeah, I want to get into that for you because you were handpicked by the Falcons. They came and got you. You were a guy that had been playing in New Orleans, and that's another thing we need to talk about is you're actually playing with the arch rival for 4 years.
Yep.
But they really were excited to get you over here, and it obviously paid dividends yesterday. You guys were outstanding in the interior. You and Grady and Jack did an amazing job in the interior of the defensive line holding up against the run. You led the team in tackles with 8 of them, and we'll dive into the game here in just a few moments. But I want to get into your background a little bit. People that don't know, Tyler Davidson, fifth-round draft pick for the Saints about, 4 or 5 years ago and played with the Saints. And I know you were a thorn in our side when we had a chance to play when you were in the D-line. But you started out in Arizona in high school, and then you got to California. Talk about that transition of going from Arizona high school football to out to Fresno State to play football.
Yep. I grew up in Arizona, Phoenix area. Went to, high school in Phoenix and then transferred to Scottsdale. Then went out to Cali. Definitely a little bit different. Not quite as hot. Although I was in Fresno, so it wasn't too much cooler. But didn't get too many scholarship offers out of high school. You know, I thought I was gonna, go to, USC or Arizona State.
Sure.
Or somewhere like that. But didn't end up having too many offers out of high school. But luckily, Pat Hill at Fresno State saw me. He was a great recruiter, great at finding guys out of nowhere, gave me a shot at Fresno State. And, I felt like that's all I needed. So, very grateful I got to go over there and play and, play for Fresno State. It was a great 4 years over there.
Yeah, and you had a really, really nice senior year too, right?
Yeah, I did. So, I was 3-time Mountain West pick over there. And, luckily it led me to the NFL.
Yeah, did you what, 8 sacks, I believe, your senior year in Fresno State, and a guy that was dominant and camped out in the backfield. Did you think that – were you disappointed in going fifth in the fifth round, or were you just excited to be in the National Football League?
Yeah, I was a little bit disappointed because I felt like I was one of the best nose guards in the nation that year, playing basically zero tech the whole year. I mean, not just zero, but – I'd slide out to 1 or 3 tech.
Mm-hmm.
I played a little bit of defensive end as well, but I mostly played nose. And, 8 sacks as a nose guard is a lot.
Absolutely.
And the tackles for loss and everything else, I felt like I was one of the best nose guards in the nation. But, playing in the Mountain West Conference and everything else, they tend to, not be as, you're not playing against, SEC teams and stuff like that. So, ended up going fifth round still, and of course I'm disappointed. I'm a competitor,
Sure.
I want to go in the first round, second round, everything else. But at the same time, there's always a flip side to it, and I was, the plan was to always go to the NFL, and that was always my goal. And so I was of course, happy when I finally got there, but I knew that wasn't the end of the journey either. So I feel like I still have more to prove.
Absolutely. Tyler Davidson, our guest here in the player portion of the Dan Quinn Coaches Show here on the home of the Atlanta Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Okay, Tyler, it's really interesting to New Orleans and then end up in Atlanta. You know how big a rivalry that is. Give us an idea how big it is over on that side, and then you get over here, and we're excited to have you here in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, it's big. it's big. You know, I feel like in the NFL, there's not that many rivalries where I feel like the two sides genuinely, you know, don't like each other. But I feel like that's how it is. I feel like that's how it is between us and New Orleans. And, you know, that's how it felt when it was on the other side was, you know, mutual kind of dislike.
Sure.
But, you know, it's nice being on the other side of it now.
Well, I played in a series, too. I understand. I played on this side of it, and you're exactly right. That's exactly how both teams, there's a genuine dislike for both sides. Well, we're excited to have you here. Let's dive into this game a little bit. It's a game, obviously, didn't go you guys' way. They got the run game going in the first half. You've had a chance to kind of review the tape a little bit, probably. Mm-hmm. Tell me about what you saw and what you guys need to fix to make sure people can't run the ball on you.
You know, they came out with some pretty good schemes to attack our edges with. Something that we kind of weren't all the way prepared for, obviously. And, you know, they're a little bit exotic and something that, you know, they didn't show at all during preseason, which, you know, most teams don't show their best stuff on preseason. But just seeing those looks and those more exotic runs that they brought out, I think it was good for us to get those early and, you know, we're going to go ahead and go practice those now and, you know, just make sure that we're on top of any type of possibility that we could get. You know, so with that being said, there's things that all of us can improve on, you know, interior, exterior, you know, on the edges, from the DBs to the D linemen. So, you know, we're going to take that, you know, we're going to take it to heart and just work on it and get better.
Falcons defensive tackle Tyler Davison here with us on Big 12. So I think a lot of people probably say Davidson.
Yeah,
it's
they
not.
Do.
It's Davison. It's Davison. Tyler Davison here with us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So, okay, so what'll happen is the overreaction outside the building. That always happens because there's a lot of expectation attached to this Falcon team. How do you kind of block that out and still, you know, go about your business? Is that easy to do, to block out the noise and just go back to work this week?
You know, that's probably a person-by-person thing on how hard that is. But that comes with the job, you know. Being in a high-profile sport like this, and living up to big expectations like you're talking about, we know that that's something that we're going to have to live up to, and, you know, when we lose, there's going to be scrutiny behind that. So that just comes with the territory, and we all know that. But it's not you know talking about playing in New Orleans, you know, I think we lost our first game there almost every single season. We did last year versus Tampa Bay. The year before that versus the Vikings. I don't remember the other two seasons, but I'm pretty sure we lost our our first games of the season then. And went on to have good seasons, two of those four seasons. So, you know, me personally, I'm no stranger to this, you know, this type of feeling coming out game one. you know, in Minnesota particularly, considering that this happened 2 years ago in New Orleans. But, you know, it's just something that, you know, coaches like to say that the biggest gains are made from week one to week two. And that's something that we've got to make come to life this week. You know, see all the details that we missed on this Sunday and fix those, hone in on those, really take ownership of it and move on to week two and build on it. You know, all the talk and everything else outside of this building can't matter to us, you know. We just got to look at what's going on within, you know, take a look at the film, take a look at the facts, and take ownership of what we can do about it. And that's all you can really do. Control what you can control. Each man, you know, do that across the board, and we're going to get better and we're going to improve.
Absolutely. I know as a player, there are certain things you take personal. A quarterback throwing the ball to the other team, take that personally. Can't throw the ball to the other team. I would think, based on what I know and have had friends that played D-line, if someone runs the football on you, you take that personal. That becomes a personal deal. So
definitely.
How much is that? You know the Eagles are going to try you. They're going to try you on the perimeter. They're going to try you through the middle. It's a team that prides itself on being a tough group, you know. So Am I right on that, assuming that that's something you take personally when the team runs the football on you?
Definitely, you know. And that's one of the main things I was brought here to do was to help stop the run, you know. And I play predominantly nose, and that's, you know, one of the nose jobs. Nose guard's main job is to stop the run. So I definitely take that personally, mm-hmm. you know, seeing all those rushing yards, you know, that hurts. So, you know, coming into this next week, that's one of the main emphasis is to not let them run the ball like that. And, you know, on defense, as much as it is a passing league nowadays and you know, how much we talk about the quarterbacks and the wide receivers, the first thing those offenses are going to do is try and run the ball. And if you can't stop that, then it's going to be a long day. So, because, you know, play action pass, drop back pass, everything else is built off of that. So, we know, you know, with that film from yesterday, we know what the Eagles are going to try and do. They're going to try and test that perimeter. You know, they're going to come with some new wrinkles for us in their own run game. Some runs that are going to be built just for us. And we're, you know, I feel like we're going to be prepared for it though. You know, we played 38 runs, you sure. know, yesterday, and, you know, even though it didn't end up well for us, that's valuable. Those are valuable reps, in-game reps that, we will get better from. So, you know, we know the Eagles are going to come with their run game. And they're going to try and, you know, do what they do. We know that they're a team founded on toughness and everything else over there in Philadelphia. but we're tough over here too, you know, and we're resilient. And, you know, after this last game, we're definitely have a chip on our shoulder, especially against that run.
Oh, I can see the look in your eye. I know I don't want to run the ball against you. Tyler Davidson with us here for just a couple more, maybe a 30 seconds or more. Your coach is also your coordinator. I think a lot of – and when you were in New Orleans, Peyton's an offensive coach. And I know mm-hmm. he spent time with the entire team, but it's one thing to have your head coach as your coordinator. That doesn't happen a lot on the defensive side of the ball. What's that kind of meant to you guys this year? And I know Q took it very personal yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that means the world to us, you know. And like you said, coming from New Orleans, it's like a night and day difference. Coming from a guy like Sean Payton who – spends almost all his time with the offense to being over here where DQ is literally, you know, running the defense and he's in there with the D-line, you know, coaching us up too. So, you know, I think it's a blessing and it's, you know, something I don't take for granted. And I know our defense doesn't take for granted. And knowing that he's handpicked all of us to be there, you know, we really want to make him proud and do him right. So, you know, it means a lot to us. DQ is a great defensive mind, and, you know, I feel like it's up to us to make his vision come to life.
All right, Tyler. Well, we appreciate your time here on the player portion of the Dan Quinn Coaches Show. That's Tyler Davidson, led the team in tackles yesterday, an outstanding interior defender. And let me tell you, there wasn't a lot of room in the interior between he and Jack and Grady on the inside. Got to shore up the edge. They're going to get that done this week. Tyler, thanks for your time, my man.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, more Dukes and Bell right here on Sports Radio 92.9 coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.